It's a cool morning along Porter Mill Road near Hebron. A truck pulls into a gravel highway to a tank where 3 million gallons of chicken waste is being stored. It's classified as a soil amendment, which has been taken from processing plants. Hum can be heard as the operation gets underway for the trucks that will deliver the slurry to the local farms. This is Don Rush. Madeline Adams, president-elect of the Wicomico Environmental Trust, stands across the road as we look out at the tank nestled amongst the tall trees.
Across the street from us is an enormous tan-colored tank. I can't even estimate how many yards it is across. It's just absolutely huge, industrial size.
And has hit the nostrils of the local residents. Lynette Kinney is a longtime resident who has been involved in leading the opposition to the tank.
Somebody has described it as rotting flesh. It's a heavy, heavy odor that just attacks your nostrils.
Then there is Kenny Robinson, who has lived in the area for 45 years and even knows the owner of the tank.
My wife goes out with a grandkid, and on bad days, they stay out 15 minutes or back in the house, and my grandkid's not an indoor person. But he'll just look at her and say, Nina, what's the smell? We can't stay out of here. Go in. He's 6 years old. He don't understand.
Edmund Biff Burns is the owner and operator of the facility, which provides the material to nearby farms to enhance the nutrients in the soil. And that, says Kenny, can produce a horde of flies from the fields as well as odors.
People have come to us and said, oh my goodness, you should have smelled it over on Dagsboro Road. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. People were getting sick. And then we heard, oh my goodness, you should have smelled it over on Levendish Shield Road. It was horrible. People were, flies were, like one person called it a plague of flies.
Burns owns over 2,200 acres of farmland about a mile or so from the tank, the northwestern portion of Wicomico County, and has used the slurry on his own farms for years. We were not able to contact him despite calls and texts to his cell phone. But he has said there is a 2-foot-thick crust on top of the tank to keep odors to a minimum. Burns says it takes about 2.5 weeks to clean it out, beginning in March. And the only time there should be any odor, he says, is when the slurry is mixed around March 1st. Residents, though, say they believe it's being used beyond that small window of time. Longtime resident Lynette Kinney turns to her neighbor, Kenny Robinson.
And Kenny sat down there for, 2 or 3 days, watching them in, dumping it into them in March and April, even May. So the smell has been with us all year long, not just 2.5 months in the winter.
Meanwhile, state law prohibits spreading fertilizer from December 15th to March 1st, so the continuing chicken waste must be stored somewhere, hence the storage tag. Kenny says she and her neighbors were caught off guard when they first heard about the plans for the facility, which were quickly approved by the local government agency. And she calls the facility an industrial site that is not agricultural in nature. Burns has told the media that he has complied with all the regulations. Wicomico County Council, though, has imposed a moratorium on such facilities in the aftermath of the outcry from local residents. In our second segment, we take a look at some of the environmental issues and the response by local government. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.